Good morning, friends and neighbors. I am off to have coffee with the illustrious Kimmers this morning, and I'm going to take the elevator because, unfortunately, my back is still quite sore, and taking the stairs can be kind of painful. I've done it, but I'll try the elevator today. Hopefully it doesn't make me claustrophobic. Anyhow, the reason I'm recording this boo is that Kim's cat, for some reason, absolutely loves me, and whenever I come into her place, he has to follow me around and meow and meow and meow until I stop whatever I'm doing and pet him. So I'm going to see if he actually does it this time. Oh, Lordy. There's all this padding in the elevator now because someone's been moving furniture, and so it's even more claustrophobia-inducing than usual. Ugh. Get me out of here. Oh, I wish I had taken the stairs. Pain or no pain. Oy vey. Anyhow, Kim's got her air conditioning on at the moment, and she can't hear me knocking because it's so noisy, so I think she's just unlocked her doors. She knows I'm coming. Oh, get me out of this elevator, please. Ugh. Thank you, God. So let's see if her cat goes nuts again this time. Silly animal. And the minute I sit down, he's got to be right on me, cuddled right up to me. It's a good thing I love him. Just me, Kimmers. Hello.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. Although I didn't get much sleep last night, my air conditioner, even though it was off, kept making the most ominous intermittent popping noises. Ah, trivia crack. I said, I'm fine, although I didn't get as much sleep last night as I would have liked because my air conditioner was making ominous popping noises and keeping me awake all night, even though it was off.
Okay, that's scary.
It is scary.
Well, it makes you feel any better. I didn't sleep very well either. I had nightmares. And
oh no, so did I.
I woke up and then I had to give Penn a hug and then I, so he cuddled with me for a while and then he kept waking me up. I'm like, what's up? So
where is he? He must be asleep somewhere.
I'm cuddling with him on the chair.
Oh, that's why the traitor. That's why he didn't come over to see me. I see.
Giving him neck scratches.
Oh, that would be why.
So,
he's already getting attention.
Oh,
yeah, there he is.
Yeah.
Hi. Where's your collar, buddy? Lipstick on your collar, told a tale on you.
No,
okay. I'll let you do that.
I don't
want to
do it now. So,
Hi. Silly cat.
So I did, and then I had really bad dreams, and then Brad woke me up. And he said, do you want to go back to sleep? I can wake you up at 10:30. And I'm like, no, I'm not going back to sleep. I had bad dreams, and I want to actually enjoy myself and not be rushing around.
Well, that makes sense.
He said, okay, let's wake up slowly. And then I had a seizure.
Oh, no. Probably from lack of sleep, or partly, anyway.
And I say, Neil, and then he said, no, it's Brad. Like, why do you have such a funny voice? Because I think he's Neil. He sounds different.
Yes. Neil does not have that southern accent.
No.
Oh, Penners.
He can pretend he does, though, when they went out.
He sprawled out on the futon with his...
Yep.
His you-know-what's showing.
Yeah, he said that when he went to the Wisconsin School of the Blind and came back, he adopted his southern accent again.
Ah. What a belly rub. Oh. loving this. Yeah, usually it's dogs that like belly rubs. Oh. Well, Penners, I gotta get a coffee.
Yeah, me too. I have to finish mine. Did you eat yet?
No.
Want to eat something? I have granola bars.
Yeah, that might be nice.
I had a granola bar, but I might have the rest of my fish today. Because I know I'll be hungry if I don't eat something else.
Yeah, this is true. Okay, cat. Okay, cat. I gotta go.
Yeah, Tracy said that she's very unhappy with her cell phone provider.
How come?
She said, I just got your message now when you left.
Ooh, that's not good. Who's her provider?
Wind Mobile.
Oh, Wind Mobile sucks. Excuse
and she's
me.
Like, I'm gonna just have to take this phone back. She said, would you mind calling me again? And I said, no, that's fine. And so I did. And she was like, in the same room and it didn't even ring.
Holy moly. That's really bad. Yeah. Can I have a Colombian, Kimmers?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm just gonna
Oh, right.
I will go do that just a minute. I'm coming through.
Ooh, I see cat food. Let's have some of that. No, I'm kidding.
You see cat?
No, food. No. Pardon me? I didn't move it. I just saw it in the closet.
Oh. So I got the stupidest call today.
Oh.
Did I tell you about the stupid text we're calling about today?
No.
Okay. So the phone rang and I thought it was about Nick.
Okay.
So I'm like, hey, what's up? Because I put Brad on hold. And she's like, oh, and I said, because I have someone on hold, you know, is there anything I want to do? If not, then I have to go with it. She's like, oh, yeah, I have a question for you. I said, oh, your text report is here. She's like, oh, you have to pay you $10. Brad said, I would have said 20. And I said, I just said, ha ha. So she's like, well, I just bought the Emperor keyboard, and it says if I give it full access, it might submit sensitive information like my street address. And I said, Nick, that's because you're submitting it.
Yeah, exactly.
I said, you submit it to in an email, that's your prerogative.
Yeah.
I mean, it can't submit anything without your permission.
Exactly.
And she's like, oh. And I said, you
know. Well, she just didn't know. She's not. As savvy as we are.
But it makes sense.
I know.
You can't. And I said he wouldn't undermine his own business by making a virus, otherwise people would, you know, he'd get sued.
Of course.
And I said, you've used EverRail as an application for a long time. And.
Wow.
Oh.
Did he have a hairball?
No, you'd hear that.
Okay. What's wrong, Ken?
I think he's just. Penners, we can't pay attention to you right now. I'm sorry, buddy. So. Anyway. So, I don't know. And I said, Nick, I think you're a little paranoid. I said, and she's like, oh, I just say simplistic. And I thought, okay, either way. I don't know. It logically doesn't even make sense.
I know.
I think she learns it from her mother. Because her mother is the same way. Except to a horrible degree. Her mother's even worse, if that's possible. I'm surprised they agree with using the internet. So I was telling her mom about the landmarks around here so she could find this place. And she goes, oh, how nice, Central Presbyterian Church, do you go there? And I said, no, I'm a Buddhist. And she goes, oh, you should go there anyway. And I said, why would I do that? And she said, well, and they're like, oh, just for some variety.